Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no. from where God has brought you from. Look back and see how far God has brought you from. Don't give up now. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. I know that you're thinking, oh God, I've been through so much, oh God. I'm praising you. I'm fasting. I'm doing what you called me to do, oh God. But it's still hard. He said, I didn't tell you it was going to be easy. So don't give up now. It's time that you feel like just giving up and throwing in the towel. That's what the enemy wants you to do. But I'm here to encourage you today. Don't give up now. You've come too far from where you started from. Will you look back over your life and see where God has brought you from? Why would you give up, Lord, that God is with you? Hallelujah. We know if God be for you, who can be against you? Don't give up now. I want you to look back on today. Look back and see where God has brought you from. Hallelujah. He didn't bring you this far to give up on you. Don't look back. Why would you give up now? You've come so far already. You're right there. Your victory is right there around the corner. Your blessing is right there around the corner. Your healing is right there around the corner. Why would you give up now? Don't look back. You've come too far. You've come too far. God hasn't left you. Hallelujah. Don't look at your situation and circumstances. I need you to look what God has brought you from. Don't give up now. Hallelujah. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. You got to know and understand. It's the trickery of the enemy. Hallelujah. To make you think how you come this far and nothing has changed. You come this far. You're still hurting. You're still going through. You're still broke. You're still lonely. Don't give up now. God has not brought you this far to leave you, but you got to believe that what you're looking for is right around the corner. Will you trust God to keep on going? Don't give up. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look back over our life and see how far you brought us, oh God, how far we've come, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that by your strength we're still moving in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, oh God. New mercy and new grace, huh? Lord, we thank you for this day, hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. If it was not for you, Father God, we wouldn't be here, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that you brought us through, oh God, that we're on the other side right now, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, you that give us life and not ourselves, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. I was so glad when they said it to me. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Because I know when I went into the house of the Lord, there was healing in the house. There was deliverance in the house. There was peace in the house. There was healing for me in the house. I was thankful what the Lord had to me. My Lord, my God, make a joyful shout you all this evening. Make a joyful shout this afternoon. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you live. Shout the Lord with gladness. Come the Lord's presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates right now with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Glory, hallelujah. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Don't you give up, huh? Don't you give up, huh? I want you to look back and see where God has brought you from, huh? He didn't say that it was going to be easy. The Bible tells it will be trials and tribulations, but he is with you, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I know that you're going through some things. I know that you're hurting right now. I know that you want to give up and say everything I do. It seems to come to a failing end. But I want you to know, hallelujah, God did not bring you this far to leave you. He didn't bring you this far to let you just fall apart. He didn't bring you this far, hallelujah. But you got to believe it and stand and walk. Walk in faith, hallelujah. Walk and know that God is yours. He is your strength, hallelujah. That you can't do it in your own strength. My Lord, my God, this is what a point where you just are. It's that little bit of more than that gust of energy that comes in. You need that today. You need that, Lord. So I pray for your children, oh God. Lord, give them your strength today, oh God. We talk about a supernatural strength so they can press on and press in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that you're with him, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for bringing us this soil, oh God, and that you're still with us. You are welcome to the shout right now. Oh, my name is Hallelujah. I'm excited, hallelujah, because I understand what you're going through. I understand how you feel like, Lord, I'm right here. I've been kind. I've been giving. I've been there for everybody else. But what about me, Lord? And you feel like giving up. You feel like throwing in the towel and saying, whatever, I'm going to go back to the old way. I'm going to go back. Why would you go back when God has brought you this far? Don't give up now. If you go back, children. It may be death back there. It may be sickness back there. It may take everything out. Don't go back. Don't go back. You can look back and just thank God where he brought you from. And know that he won't leave you. Hallelujah. Welcome to the show. You are your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God for his loving kindness. I thank God for blessing and keeping us and saving us. I thank God for this day. I thank God for his peace, his joy, his heaven. I thank God for his protection. Hallelujah. It's so much. If we think about it, we can be thankful for. So many people are complaining about everything. Hallelujah. But people have lost so many things. Can you begin to thank God right now? Can you begin to thank God for keeping you? Can you thank God for saving you? Can you thank God for helping you over that hump? Hallelujah. Can you thank God for sending someone to bless you? Hallelujah. Can you thank God for the help of me, the help of presence up right now? In the name of Jesus Christ, we spend so much time worrying about tomorrow, later on today, but can you just thank God right now? Right now, right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome. I want you to open up your mouth. I'm going to open up your life. We're going to start my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Go ahead, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, I like this song right here. See, this song spits so much fire into you. See, I can't give up now.
Jesus.
I came too far from what God has brought me from. See,
come
nobody
on.
Told me that this road would be easy. And I thank God.
Jesus.
I thank God that he has never left me. See, 1 Peter 5:10, see, it flows through me. It says, but God of all
Jesus.
Grace, who have called me into his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, have
Jesus.
When I have suffered a little while, have made me perfect, established,
Jesus.
Strengthened, and settled. See, now God ain't going to do all that just to leave
my
you
God.
Now. He ain't going to do all that just to leave you now. See, God is doing a new thing. And because
Amen.
God is doing a new thing in you, see, God is creating you for you to stop doing your thing, for you to cooperate
Jesus.
With God so he can flow through you, so you can meet somebody, so you can touch somebody, so you can use you to heal somebody,
Jesus.
To help somebody get up out of their sick bed, to help somebody be delivered from
Jesus.
All the evil is in their life. See, God is doing a
Jesus.
New thing in you. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody
yes.
told me that the road would be easy.
Jesus.
But I don't believe that God has brought me this far to lead me. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. My God, you got to understand that's a process, hallelujah, that you got to go through to get to. You got to understand there's a process that you got to go through to get to. Don't give up. Don't stop right now, because if you stop right now, if you quit right now, you turn back, I'm here to tell you you're going to miss all that God has for you. Hallelujah. When you surrender all, when you surrender over, hallelujah, when you sell out to God, hallelujah, ain't no looking back, ain't no turning back, ain't no giving up. When you sell out, to sell out today, oh, my God, to God Almighty, hallelujah. He didn't bring you this far to leave you, hallelujah. That kind of emotion, be delivered like my husband, be delivered from pain, be delivered from hurt, be delivered from your past relationship, hurt and pain, be delivered from sickness and disease, be delivered from anger and pride, be delivered from gossip and depression and oppression, be delivered from gossip, greed and jealousy, be delivered from fear and worry and impatience, be delivered from self-righteousness and self-centeredness, be delivered from generational curses and written curses, spoken curses, be delivered today. So you ain't got to worry about getting to that point where you want to give up. Because a lot of times we have not been delivered. So we get to a point where we want to give up. Don't give up now. Be delivered and set free. Be delivered from lust. Be delivered from resentment and bitterness and rebellion. Be delivered from bad attitudes and fatigue and familiar spirit. Be delivered today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm going to open up your line. Minister Kim, open up your mouth and shout. Give God praise and glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. I want to share a quick testimony.
Yeah.
I was that one of those people, when you felt the heaviness yesterday on the line, and it was definitely me. I don't know if it was somebody else, but my spirit was heavy
Jesus.
Because when you live a life for God and you're telling
Jesus.
People about God's goodness, and they just seem like they don't want to receive it, you know, they just being, I guess say, rebellious, it grieves your
Jesus.
Spirit. And my spirit
my
was
God,
so
yeah.
grieved yesterday. And, you know, I was like, you know what, God, I'm putting this in your hands because I know you can take care of this situation. Like, I can't. And you know what I did? I put my music on, and I shifted my spirit right back to that place of joy. And so I just want to encourage anyone online, if it's something that grieves you with your family member, people that you love, don't let them steal your joy, because the joy that you have, the world didn't give it, and they can't take it away.
Don't
care who it is. Just allow you your shout to go forth to the God that you serve and the God that you love. And I love you, God. Thank you for getting the victory once again. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, let me just shout hallelujah with me. Minister Kim, let's say it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't God do it? God bless you. God keep you. See, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. You got to be a shift changer. You got to be an atmosphere changer. You can allow people problems in their situation because they're not ready to stop you from being what God has called you to be and do. In the name of Jesus Christ, you got to be able to change and shift the atmosphere. Since she just gave you all some divine instructions right there and knowledge to understand how you can get back in that place where you don't feel like giving up. Hallelujah. When you're trying to do the work that God has called you to do, but you seem like you keep getting beat up and beat down. But you got to be able to change the atmosphere. So it is my prayer that you be a shift changer, that you will change the atmosphere. You'll be an atmosphere changer in the name of Jesus Christ to get back in that place when the enemy tried to come and knock you down to get you out of that place. You can get back up and decree and declare with your mouth because you got power and authority in your mouth to speak to that pain and change, shift the atmosphere. My God, he got it ahead, shot it higher. My God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm going to open the line with others, but I want my husband to get back on and share just a little bit of the song that he got brewing in his belly right now. Hallelujah. Pastor, just a little something. I know you got something brewing. God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, you're so good.
Yes.
See, I got to give you glory. Oh, you're so good, God.
Jesus.
You've been so good. You've been so good to me. See, sometimes, see, you think you have to say a whole lot, but see, you don't have to say a whole lot. God is already doing a whole lot. Then you see, you tell God how good that is. God, you're so good. Hallelujah. I thank you for being so good in me.
God,
yes, Lord, thank you. You woke me up this morning, Father God. And see, you breathe life into me.
Jesus.
And because you've given me life, you have given me this opportunity to serve you. Hallelujah. You have given me this opportunity, baby, to see your glory, to go from glory to glory. See, that's that place where I live in. I live in that place of going from glory to glory because of the word that dwells in me. And I put my eyes on the word, which is Jesus Christ, every single day. Because when you put your eyes on Jesus Christ, so you go from that place from going to glory to glory. You become that very image that you're looking at every single day. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. You are a good God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 Greater is he, hallelujah, that is in me, that it is he that is in the world.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, you are good. That's a song that says, God, you are good. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah. You've been better than I've been to myself. Hallelujah. God, you are good. Oh, you're so good. Like we said this week, Minister Kim said, good. God, you're so good. Hallelujah. Sister Connie, welcome to the shout. Open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Shout.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, shout,
hallelujah.
Shout. I just want to say I never gave up on God,
Amen.
And he never gave up on me. He
Amen.
Brought me through two near-death experiences,
Jesus.
And he always
Jesus.
Opened my eyes to show me the
Amen.
Purpose as to why he let me live.
Ooh,
and I appreciate
yes.
him, I love him,
Lord,
and I'm
love
so
you.
Thankful. I'm so thankful.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. She said, I never gave up on God, and he never gave up on me. Hallelujah. That's when you can know that God is with you and God is for you. And if the world be against you, you ain't got to worry about what the doctor say. You ain't got to worry about what your employees say. You ain't got to worry about what your children say. You ain't got to worry about what people say. When God be for you, hallelujah, who can be against you? She said, God never left me, and I never left God because I know the God that I serve. He brought me through it. There's a purpose on your life. You got to understand you can't give up right now because there's a purpose and a plan for your life. If somebody else's plan and purpose is connected to you, my God, don't give up. It's like like running a relay. You got to pass that baton. But if you stop and you get off the field, somebody else can go until you get to them and you pass the baton. My God, my God. Yay. Now we just want to say thank you. Welcome to the show, Cousin Brenda Gale. Open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Shout, sing about that shout that provoked the victory. There's something
Jesus.
About that shout that commands deliverance. There's
yes.
something about that shout that breaks every yoke. Tell him how
yes.
good he is. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much
yes,
you praise
Lord.
Him. Oh, God,
praise
you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Shout.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. She said it's something about that shout. Shout of victory. Hallelujah. Shout of deliverance. Hallelujah. Shout that breaks yoke. We come to shout today to be delivered and set free. We come to shout today. The shout of victory. We come to shout today. The shout of deliverance. We're speaking on this line today. We come to shout today to break the yoke. Oh, my God. The shout of chains that break strongholds and souls out. We come to shout. It's something about that shout. Why, my God. He called it. Now we just want to say thank you. We on fire with the Holy Ghost. Welcome to the shout. Minister Dorita, open up your mouth and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Hallelujah.
I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. No
thank you. Come on, come on, come on.
You,
yeah, come on, come on, come on. Bring it up there. Yes, God. Come on now,
Father.
Give God a shout right now. Hallelujah.
Glory
to his name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for what you are doing in everyone's life, God. Thank you for the
right
life that you are doing for all
yes,
of us, God. Thank you for the
Jesus.
Right now, God.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of
Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh, yes, God.
God.
In the mighty name
amen.
Of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you for
amen.
The overflow in everybody's life, God.
Yes, God.
And I
amen.
Everybody right now, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Put on the anointing right now. Whatever you needed God to do for you, I want you to know that it's yours to receive. Don't let the devil talk you out. Agree, receiving your healing, receiving your blessing, receiving your breakthrough right now, receiving your deliverance. The anointing is high on the line today. Go ahead and put on the anointing right now. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Open up your mouth and say, receive my deliverance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be delivered right now. From resentment, be delivered from bitterness and rebellion, be delivered from jealousy, be delivered from oppression and depression, be delivered from gossip and greed, be delivered from fear and worry, be delivered from impatience right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to understand the devil want to keep your mouth closed. He want to keep you silent because he knows the power and the authority is in your mouth. He knows if you get the talking, you're going to break out, break chains and strongholds. People are going to be delivered and healed and set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't let the devil shut you up. Scream, shout, kick, run, whatever you gotta do. Get it out, God. But don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up now. We have Apostle Miriam Moore in the line. Open up your mouth, Apostle, and give God a praise, burn on and shout. Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
I just want to join my all of us on this line and many
Jesus.
Believers that are everywhere in the world to open up our
yes.
hearts and shout, glory be
yes.
to God. Let the world
glory be to God.
Come down.
Right now.
It's meant for evil. God's using it for good. In the
amen.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Our,
Christ
but God is in light. Our coast. Our voices are
yes.
in the Lord. In the utmost
Jesus.
Part of the earth. So I want to shout
glory
to
God.
Glory
to God.
Every word of death of worry. Every word of
Jericho
of animosity. Every word of Jericho of anger. Every word of Jericho of my financial situation. Every word of Jericho of
life.
Every word of Jericho of hate. And we lift up
in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes,
God bless you.
Yes,
God keep you apostle here. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Shout in the walls of Jericho in your life.
Yes,
crumbling down in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Whatever that wall up. Sickness wall come down.
Yes.
Depression wall come down. Anxiety wall come down. Fear wall come down. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now. Hallelujah. Go ahead, pass the man.
Hallelujah.
I got to
get back in and shout one more time. See, ain't no rock don't shout out for me. See, the Bible says that if you want to open up your mouth, a rock the crowd. See, ain't no rock don't call me. How many valleys of the shadow of death that God has brought you through? If he brought you through this, he'll bring you through that. If you just take a look back, but see, not take a look back and worry about what you already come from. Take a retrospective look back and see what God has already done. And you look at where you're at right now, so you can't help but to give God a shout and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You've done it one time, and I know you'll do it again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we bless your name. Oh, he's happy said, he's not going to let a rock cry out for him. He's not going to let the rock shout out for him. He's going to shout right now because the Bible tells him, if you don't shout, if you don't cry out,
hallelujah,
he will make the rock cry out. He said,
thank you, Jesus.
God forbid the rock cry out for me. The rock shout for me. My God.
Hallelujah.
My Lord. He cut out of us. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for one more time. Let us
pray,
and I'm going to give you all the message. We're wrapping up here. I'm going to keep your line open, Pastor Manning. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to protect us and everyone that's on the line and all of who we pray for this day and this hour. Lord, we pray for cover our homes and cars and lands and properties, vehicles, animals, pets, workplaces, finances, churches, businesses, and ministries, all that you place us, Lord, in charge over. Lord, keep us right now from any harm, destruction, pestilence, disease, destruction, stress, natural disasters, attack of the enemy, directly or indirectly, any evil people that we know we take advantage of, a trickery of any type of dysfunctionality, destruction of delusions or illusions, deception of affairs, and any undue hardship. Lord God calls us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, oh God, becoming the sons and daughters of yours, oh God.
Lord,
calls us to realize it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. But
in your name,
Lord Jesus. On the left. Be our God and our real God. Oh, go before us preparing a way, oh God, that we possess the gates of the enemy, and we take them back right now. What was stolen from us, help us to learn to walk upright in your righteousness, counsel all the days of our life.
In your name, Lord.
You know, we just want to say thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us, that all desire will be to accomplish
thank
your total will in our lives, word upon word, precept upon precept, line upon line, until the full measure of the maturity of Christ, oh God, the hope and the glory, so that we are an honor and a praise unto you all the days of our lives, oh God, that our lives will not be hid, but shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be far redeeming the time and the lives of those who will receive it. You have called us to be victorious, and we decree the call right now, victory.
We receive
your
word, Lord
Jesus Christ, and we offer it to your call. Help us to have victorious dominions, your priests and your kings, your
overcomers.
Thank
you. Thank you for your help, Lord.
Amen, and honor and praise unto you in Jesus Christ's holy name. You are the message of today. My God, my God. I'm so excited. I thank God for you. The message
thank
today,
you,
as we wrap up the last couple of minutes, celebrate life every day, you all. Psalms 100 reminds us that we should shout to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with joy. Come before him with singing. As God's children, you all, we are blessed beyond measure. But sometimes, as busy people living in a demanding world, we are slow to count our gifts and even slower to give thanks to the giver. Our blessings include life, health, family, and friends, freedom, and possessions, for starters, you all. And the gifts we receive from God are multiplied when we share them. The 118th Psalm reminds us that each day is a gift from the Creator, and it's our responsibility to celebrate both the gift and the giver. So with no further ado, let the celebration begin. Don't give up now. Your prayer every day should start with, "Dear Lord, help us remember that every day is a call to celebration."
Yes.
Today we will try our best to keep joy in our hearts. We will celebrate the life that you have given us here on earth and the eternal life that will be ours in heaven. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
We thank God. God bless you. God keep you. We only have a few seconds here, but God bless you to prosper. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be able to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you.
Yes.
I bless you to enjoy peace. Remember, don't give up now. You've come too far from where you started from.
That's right.
Amen. God bless you. We're back at 8 p.m. for midweek service tonight, right here. God bless you. We love you. God keep you. Amen.
Oh, I want to see you. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.